studies upon studies have shown that our people seem to be more removed from our governance system. And if, and I'm using if, the breaking down of the assembly may help, maybe it may. But then there are good pluses and there are minuses. The minus is in that I'm not too comfortable with creation of so many districts and municipalities. But for now, looking at what we've practiced over the years, I'm not very convinced that is the way to go at the moment. I think we need to start looking at local government system. There are so many weaknesses within the system that we need to fix. And we need to get the right caliber of people, the right mentality, to be able to do what is required of the people. Let me give a quick example. One of my major fears of the government One District, One Factory program is the district assemblies themselves. But I ask myself whether the people who are manning the district assemblies have got business mentality to support a massive industrialization program the country requires if we are going to come out of our economic difficulty. I think we need to start looking at these issues critically. Otherwise, all the things we are talking about will just be side things, because we won't get the support at the local level that private sector would need to develop. So these are challenges that we need to look at. So just the creation of new districts for me is not a panacea, but making sure they have the right people and particularly they have the right mindset. Because by and large, subsequent governments from 1992 till date has shown that Ghana will go in the private sector. But how well can the public sector support the private sector? Otherwise, all the things we are talking about will come to that.
Frederick Ejiakodro is a local governance expert.